All right, so it's Monday. You know what that means, Lindo?
Yeah, it means fitness.
It's time for our fitness guru, Maya, on the show.
Yay. Hey, Maya. Good morning, guys.
Hi, Maya.
Morning.
How are you guys feeling today?
Yeah. Great.
How are you?
Are we feeling fit and healthy? What about you, Maya? You're always fit and healthy, right?
I'm feeling good.
Wow, she's pregnant. I mean, I have so much admiration for you, Maya.
Are you four months pregnant now? No, I'm actually in my sixth month
now.
Oh my God. Time is flying.
Wow, bless. It doesn't even show. I think it's all the exercise that you do, right?
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Yeah, exercise.
It's crazy, you know.
Exercise is so important during pregnancy.
And diet as well.
And diet, definitely.
You know, most women, when they're like 6 months pregnant, are like just kind of huge and fat and miserable and angry. But Maya's completely the opposite. She's like, yay, look
glowing.
At me, I've got a baby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In shape. Bless you, Maya.
I'm in the second trimester, which is usually the best time. It's when women have the most energy and they feel good.
Wow. Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed. I thought the first trimester
was... Oh, no. The first is usually when women have the most nausea.
Oh, right.
And they're tired and they don't feel very well and they have morning sickness.
Ooh.
And then the third trimester is when they're really big and heavy and, you know, just uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I heard. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I've never had kids, and that doesn't quite make me want to have kids. Well, but good on you, Maya. Hats off to you. You are doing so well.
Thank you.
All right.
So let's do this then. We're back to fitness on Monday, and we've got questions for Maya. And it's super simple. If you want to send one in, just send it on WhatsApp, and we'll play it to Maya, and she'll give you the answer. So the number is
71-897-897.
Here we go with our first question for Maya.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. I'm listening to you on my way to work.
Good morning.
I have a question for fitness guru Maya. I injured my shoulder last week from training, and I would like to know how I can know my limits. When should I increase my weights at the gym?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's a very good question.
Yeah,
so,
that is.
In this case, I think the most important thing is you have to focus on the form rather than the weights. So many people are in a hurry to lift really, really, really heavy, and they neglect using the correct form. So always make sure you're using the correct form. It's not about how heavy you lift, it's about how you lift. And in terms of when should you increase the weights, so as a general rule for everyone, you should kind of struggle on the last few repetitions, but it shouldn't be so difficult that you can't complete the exercise.
Okay.
So it shouldn't be so easy that you do it without any effort, but it shouldn't be so difficult that you can't complete the set or you're using incorrect form to do the exercise. So you kind of just want to struggle just a little bit on the last two or three reps where you really use a lot of effort. And that's when you know that this is a good weight for the exercise that you're doing.
That's good to know.
Okay.
Yeah. And of course, check with a trainer as well if you're not sure how to do an exercise. And that can really help you prevent injuries.
All right. Yeah, that's good. It's really good to know because sometimes we tend to overdo it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And overdoing it can lead to feeling tired and overtraining. And overtraining can lead to injury as well.
Okay.
So you want to follow a proper program. Make sure you're lifting weights that are appropriate for your fitness level. And make sure you rest as well because some people go all out and they're very enthusiastic.
Right.
And
well,
that this might lead to overtraining.
This was my question, Maya. What's the difference between, you know, working really hard because you want to push yourself, right? You really want to, you know,
yeah.
But then overdoing it. What's the difference between making a real hard effort and overdoing it?
Well, I think you have to listen to your body. So if at any point you feel some kind of pain or discomfort, then you would know that you're overdoing it.
Okay.
And of course, you need at least one or two rest days per week. So I'm someone, I really like to work out. But I make sure that I rest at least one day a week where I just don't do any exercise.
Wow.
I could be active, like go for a walk or some light swimming, but I make sure that I don't do intensive exercise. So I train 6 times a week, and then I have one day to recuperate.
Wow. What about exercising lightly every single day without a day off? Is that okay?
I guess that's fine, yeah.
That's what I do.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. As mentioned...
I also like to rest as well. You know, 7 days a week.
Of course you
I like
do, Ben.
Just relax, yeah.
As mentioned, listen to your body. So if you feel any kind of pain or aches, then that would be a sign that you need to rest.
Okay. All right.
So being kind of exerted is one thing, but actually if you feel pain, then
yeah,
that's not a good thing.
That means your body is trying to tell you something. If you're in pain or you feel really uncomfortable, it means something is wrong.
Listen to your body.
Yeah, listen to your body and move at your own pace. So if something feels too difficult or you feel really tired, like even me, if I have a day where I'm feeling really exhausted, I just don't train. I take the day off.
Okay. All right.
Exercise is supposed to make you feel good. You're supposed to feel great and have like this post-workout glow. You're not supposed to feel really, really, really exhausted.
All right.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Any more questions for Maya? You know what to do. It's
71-897-897.
And we're back with our fitness guru, Maya, next on the show. Yeah.
Stay here.